Well, we're still going to have a week where earnings mostly on tap for the week. We'll watch that very closely. But earnings reports will be more than three quarters of the S&P 500 reporting by the end of this week. That's going to give us a look at maybe what is to come. There is not a lot of forward guidance being given. I talked about this before. Very little forward guidance. More and more companies have said, look, under the circumstances, we don't feel able to give forward guidance, which makes a lot of sense. But there are some very large companies that have gone ahead and given some forward guidance. But I don't think anybody is paying a whole lot of attention to it because it's just too much uncertainty in and around the virus and the fear factor that the media has done such a wonderful job at portraying all of this. Look, we get a lot of economic data. This is the big week of economic data that we have at the end of every month. And it usually is a pretty significant week. I don't know. There are some things that are going to be significant, but it doesn't matter. I don't know that it's going to have much of an impact on what is happening in the markets or what the focus will be as far as the economy goes. Anyway, all important numbers, but the uncertainty of so many other things right now are going to kind of trump these numbers, and we'll see. You know, I think earnings and the uncertainties of the virus and other areas of the government, particularly the stimulus bill and what the Federal Reserve might do after this next round of stimulus comes out of Congress, all of that very uncertain, and that is likely to have the most impact on the markets and the economy moving forward.
At least this week, anyway. Well, lots of other things are going to be happening from a political perspective, that is for sure. You notice that I had a very big off my buy list this week. You know, some of those still have upside potential. There's no doubt about it. Some of those are still rated very high. But, you know, they've been on the buy list for some time. And I think that all of you have had opportunities, if you needed something in those sectors, to buy those. And if you did, in those that still have upside potential, it's okay. They're doing really, really good. But at some point in time, I've got to take a look at it and say, even though they have upside potential and some stability in them, this is probably as good as it's going to get. And I've done that with a number of those things. Some things, it is just purely a quality issue. I am not finished because I ran into a snag on a couple of other things in the utility sector that I've got to wait a little bit. I think tomorrow, I'm not 100% sure, Tuesday, for a little bit more data. Anyway, I just want to say I thank all of you for your support and your prayers, and I hope everybody had a restful weekend. You know, all of you and so many others that are doing this $20 a month, it is really starting to show up as something that is going to be a huge benefit to us, as the Lord would have it, as He laid this on my heart over a year ago now. And we are still praying that people will continue to do that. I have to say, on Friday afternoon, I talked to three ministries that are friends that called and wanted to ask me about things that I believe are going to happen in the market. Of course, I don't have any hard and true answers, but they're concerned. And I pray and hope, and you can all do the same, that those of us of faith are not going to get scared by the media and other things to stop giving to the Lord's work. Let's go down fighting to the very end. Of course, we don't know the Lord's return. It sure seems as though it is going to be sooner rather than later. But we need to continue to remain confident in the trust that we have in the Lord, and we need to continue to give to some of those great ministries that we have been giving to. Hopefully, financial issues is included. I just want to say this, that a number of people have asked me about wills and trust, that they are adding our ministry into those. That is such a blessing to us. It is going to keep the longevity of the ministry for many, many years. And I thank all of you that do that. It's not something that I push, but it's something that I appreciate more than you can ever imagine. I make the bad assumption that everybody understands that they can do that. And if you need some help with language and how to write that into your will, you can email me and ask me. All right, thank you. Don't forget our Bible study. We are really excited. We finished the book of James. We're heading into some new territory this week as we prepare for something that 3 weeks from now we're going to get into. But if you know anybody that this could be an unthreatening way to start getting into God's Word. We sure hope you'll let them know. And I am using the ministry platform of Financial Issues to just spread the word that I do a personal Bible study on Friday mornings. And if somebody wants to join, all you got to do is put Bible study in a subject line. Email me at dan@financialissue.org. No, you don't need to be a partner by any stretch. So hopefully you'll consider that, or at least pass it on. You send it. I'm not going to confirm I got your email, but you'll get a reminder email Thursday evening with the phone number in it. That phone number does not change. And if you don't get it, check your spam. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. By the way, I'm taking a couple days off this week on, right now it's looking like Tuesday and Wednesday. Or no, Wednesday and Thursday. I'm sorry. Get some things done and rest a bit. Why we're in the summer. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.